There we go. Cool. Yeah. So do you have, I'd love to hear updates, of course, that's all, that's totally invited. But do you have any questions? Like, are you at any roadblocks right now or any like,
yes, about where to put my marketing money.
Yeah.
Because it is so limited.
Hi. Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
How are you guys?
Hi, welcome. I'm good. Kim's sharing that she's at a place right now that she's wondering where to put her marketing money, and then you just hopped on. So, oh, hi, Tara. Awesome. Welcome.
Hi.
I'm going to put my headphones on so the rooster can't talk over me. I knew it.
Okay. No rooster today.
Okay, cool. All right, so
it's limited. I'm sorry.
I'm going to pause you for just a sec, Kim. Sorry. Aliana and Tara, do you, either of you have questions or would like to brainstorm or feedback anything? I'm just going to kind of get a sense of everyone's needs, and then I'll start with Kim, and we'll kind of go around.
Not really. I just wanted to hop on to see whatever pops up.
Cool. Yay. Thank you. Awesome. And Tara, you had just messaged me, and is there anything up for you?
Yes.
Oh, did it freeze?
Nope, it didn't freeze.
Ladies, are you there?
Yeah.
Yes.
I think you froze, Fawn.
Yeah, you're frozen. Oh, now you're back.
I froze too. Okay, and now I'm back. Cool. I'm like trying to use a different internet browser to see if that'll fix my Zoom issues, but apparently not. Sorry about that. Tara, did you have anything? I didn't hear what you had said. Sorry.
I don't have anything in particular.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, Aliana and Tara, if things come up, which probably they will, questions or anything you want feedback around as we hang out, feel free to just offer them up. We'll start with Kim and we'll see where we go.
Okay, awesome.
Sarah, are you sure you don't want to go first? Okay.
Okay. All right, so Kim's question is, do you want to give us a little snapshot of where you're at in your business right now, Kim? And then we'll tackle the question that you have.
So I'm starting to put myself out there. I'm on Yelp, but I hadn't really paid for any ads on Yelp. So, I decided to do Thumbtack the other day. And then I also did a Facebook business page, last weekend. So I got that together. I put in my description. All my pictures are there. I did I did a post and I boosted it, which just means, you know, just put it out there for, I guess their algorithms were nice since I paid them $10. And so, and so I got like 219 likes on it. I think it was, it just ended yesterday. And then I'm all over the place, but my audience was women, and I ended up doing 18 to, or did I shorten it? Might've been 20, I don't know, to 55. Most of my people came from the 26 to 32 and 45 to 54 range. And I chose motherhood as the interest, just to throw that in there. And I did North America as location.
Cool.
So, and then I had, 4 people comment. And so I went back and forth with them, or liked, or, you know, commented on their comment towards, the post. And, I had, I don't know exactly how many, but I would say a little more than 10 maybe that ended up liking the page. Like,
okay.
I invited them once they were on my likes. I hit invite for all of them. And like maybe 11, maybe 10 to 11 people ended up liking the page. So of course that campaign is over. I am running another one, but I don't like it. So I'm thinking about taking it off because it is my, okay, no. So this is like one of my questions too, because it is about the money. So I did another one, but instead I boosted the button, which is Learn More, and it goes to my website.
Great.
What is my, and it asked me, what is my main goal for running the campaign? So I was stuck between, am I running it to get them to visit my website, which is what I said it was, or am I trying to build a following? So my question for Facebook is, where do I put that money? Do I put it towards my posts and boost those to try to get a following, or am I putting it towards the website to get people on it?
Mm-hmm. Great questions. This is fun. Yay. Okay. What else did you have questions about, or do you want to start with that? And
see that really, I mean, and then the other one is about Thumbtack. Because of course I'm looking, you're everywhere. First of all,
am I really?
You're everywhere on my Thumbtack for Youngstown, Ohio, 44515. You come up on the first page. I was like, oh my gosh, it is so great though. That is good though. So, and there's other people, people who are local come up a little bit before you, but the fact that you're on there on the first page, like, oh my, she's everywhere. And, but it's great. So I was like, this is how I found her.
That is so funny. I love it. Thank you for that feedback. That is really good to know.
Yeah. So of course I'm not on there yet because I don't have any, I don't have a lot of the things. I did though, thanks to you, have all my things ready, like all the frequently asked questions, my description, my specialty, my history, like that was great. I cannot go below 75 a week for the budget because I went in and I put 40, you know, I just wanted to try it.
Yeah.
But it said has to be above $75 if you're going to customize the thing. So like, it wouldn't even let me go on. I tried. It would not let me go on to the next part for the auto pay. That was another question. Do you have to do the auto pay, or is the auto pay for your preferences to be shown? Because I mean, and I want to do it, and I put it out there. Now, granted, I put it on a credit card because I didn't want it to come out of my money because I hadn't set it aside for a week. But 75 a week is really steep. I mean, I know if you don't use it, you know, that it goes on to the next one, but that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So all those are on my prices for marketing. So I just had a question.
Yeah, great questions. Yep. Okay. So I really need to invest in a whiteboard because I would love to be like, okay, let's draw a diagram. So the question that Facebook asked you is a really great question. And I think that's where I'd like to start here with brainstorming this with you is what is your goal? Is your goal to, like you said, build your following on your Facebook page? And if so, what is the goal with that? What is the goal with that? What is the goal with that? So we're going to go down a few different hypotheticals here versus driving people to your website through your Facebook campaign and like click the button, call to action versus Thumbtack marketing versus etc. So we'll start with those three. And so I have some feedback around this and just like some information around it, but I don't want to like tell you stuff you already know. So I'll actually start by asking you, do you have a sense of what your primary objective is right now, like for your marketing?
Okay. So I know that ultimately what I want is for people to go to my website and book a consultation call. Like that is my ultimate goal. I just don't know if there's anything that fits in between that, or is, do I go straight for that? You know?
All right. So you, and the end goal, the objective here, I hope I'm not jumping to conclusions, but it sounds like the objective here is for you to get people to book consultations with you so that you can sign clients. Okay. How many clients do you need to sign? Or not need to? How many clients would you like to sign?
Okay, so what I can probably handle is about two or three for a 12-week period right now while I'm working. Okay. If I'm going to consistently meet with them weekly or biweekly, yeah, probably two or three.
Okay.
I heard the rooster.
Of course. It shows up. It's like, Kim's here. okay, so two to three for a 12-week period. So that's a 3-month package.
Yes. Right?
Something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And how much is your package?
It is, okay, if they are doing the monthly payment, it is $300 a month. If they are doing pay in full, I think it's $750 total for the 3 months.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And do you want to, like, in your perfect dream scenario, would these three clients be signed up kind of within the same time frame, or would you prefer to have them staggered out?
That's a good question. I think at any one time, three is my max. Like if they were to start at the same time, three would be my max. If they staggered, it would probably still be three for at least a month. And then the next time I could probably pick up another person. And then if they end it, you know, as of right now, you know, unless they wanted to do another round and work on something else, then I'm assuming they would be done after the 3 months were up.
Okay. All right. So we've got the objective here is to sign three clients at either the payment plan, $300 a month or $750 each. And you're okay with them all signing around the same time?
Yes.
Okay. I think my screen is frozen, but I can still hear you, I believe.
Okay. Yes, you are frozen. Okay.
Okay. All right. So if the, since your objective is to source leads for consultations with the objective of signing them up, the more direct you can create those leads, the better. Okay. And so all of the approaches, and this is probably going to confuse you perhaps at first.
Can you restart what you just said? What did you say? If you can what better, the better you can find the leads, or something about being specific?
If your objective is to sign leads, the more direct you can connect with people who are looking for coaching or looking for the service, the better. So that would be, that's one of the reasons why Yelp and Thumbtack are so great, is that people are actually going on there to look for a service. They're like looking for it already. And Facebook and Google and ads and things like that are great because we can put ourselves in front of people, and they may or may not be actively looking for a coach or looking for that service. So, and I'm going to give you like my kind of general feedback around this, because total transparency, I do not at this moment have my thumb on the pulse of like conversion rates for Facebook to signing coaching clients. I could certainly ask my couple ladies in my mastermind. But generally speaking, Facebook is great for building your following if you have like a group in Facebook or your business page, and or driving people to your website, like you said. And so those are like, those approaches are great for kind of building your credibility, building your brand, building your positioning, you know, and like gaining some trust through social proof, essentially. Like, oh, I like what Kim says. You like what Kim says? Cool. So that's great. And I think I've mentioned this before and I'll say it again, that email is king. So when you have, if you can get emails, people's email addresses, that's a great objective to have, because it's great if they follow you on Facebook, but Facebook could follow, like they could close Facebook tomorrow, or they could like kick you out of your own group, which happens, and then like you lose all your people. So kind of a long game strategy is encourage people to actually go to your website so they can actually sign up for your email list, or sign up for your lead magnet or your freebie, right? And download stuff. And so in terms of booking sessions, this is where with all marketing, and this can be frustrating at first, especially if you're bootstrapping, with all marketing, testing is the only way to find out for sure what's going to work. So testing within Facebook, like, you know, this ad versus this ad with this graphic or this slogan or this catchphrase, testing those kinds of things. We'll be talking about that in a few weeks in team two, or test, like, I'm going to, you know, 2 weeks on Facebook and I'm going to put whatever, like $150 into Facebook. And then I'm going to do 2 weeks of Thumbtack and put $150 into Thumbtack. And then I'm going to try Yelp and like kind of testing to see what, where the traction might be can be helpful. But Yelp and Thumbtack, like I said, are great because the leads are already warm. They're already like looking for the service that they're seeking. Okay. So there's not a ton of like convincing that needs to be done, or like step by step by step that needs to be done, because they're already like, hey, I'm looking for a coach, right? Is this making sense so far?
Yes. Cool. So what I was doing when I ran this last campaign, the reason why I don't like it is because there's no color on it. Like, I put up my logo, but then when I saw it, I was like, oh shoot, this is all black and white. So I was like, ugh, I don't like it. But, so anyway, it does the Learn More, which would take them to my website. And then I do have the MailChimp thing set up for my freebie. So I think that is where I was trying to get them. So I did put out a post, and that was the thing that I ended up first. And so then the second week I said, okay, I'm going to boost the button, the call to action button. And that one is really slow moving, much slower, of course, than the, you know, the little post, because people were just sharing the post and everything like that. It's different to click on it and then look through, you know. So, but I did get, like I said, a couple of ladies to like the page. Hopefully they'll keep up, or they'll actually click on the button. But
yeah, that's great. Good job.
So do I just, well, you said test. Okay. So I'll just catch you. So next time there's another one. There's a boost the button, which is the call to action button. And then there's another one where you could boost your website. So I don't understand what's the difference. But
I don't know. I'm not sure, but I can ask. I can find out for you.
Okay.
Yeah, I...
They offer you so much, they just throw everything at you. So it's kind of like, but, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's really impressive, and I'm really proud of you for running that ad that got you 200 and something likes, and then you invited them to like your page. Like, that's really great, actually. That's really good traction, so nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. So, again, kind of circling back, if you had like a long game of 6 months until you wanted or needed to sign clients, I would say, like, you know, be super active on Facebook or wherever your people are, be driving traffic to your website, and have, you know, you have your free download. But then after you have a free download, it's important to have what's called a nurture campaign. So people download your thing and then emailing them at least once a week to deliver value, continue delivering, like drip feeding them value, you know, for a while, and that establishes trust, et cetera. So that's kind of like long game stuff, which I think all of us need to be doing. And I am guilty as charged. Like, that's why I'm getting my system set up right now. But the barrier to entry, if we count how many steps somebody would need to take to book a consultation with you, that would be, okay, one step would be they're on Facebook, they see your ad. And so that's one step. Facebook, two is they see your ad. Three, they click on your ad. Four, they go to your website. And once they're on your website, then they would read about you. So that's five. Most people only spend maximum of 3 seconds on a website before they close the window. If they're not like totally pulled in. So let's say those who make it through that 3 seconds and are curious about working with you, go to the book a consultation with me button, they click that, and then they actually sign up. So that's seven steps, right?
Right.
Before they even get on the phone with you.
True.
So that's possible. And, but you're like, it's more likely with a really strong marketing game, like with your system really, really set up and like really, really bringing people in. Yelp and Thumbtack, on the other hand, you boost yourself, you pay, you invest as much as you can to boost yourself. You get your profile really strong. And so that the people who are looking see you and they're already trying to find somebody, right? Like so they go on Thumbtack, they fill out their little form that we get on our end that says, oh, person blah, blah is looking for this. And then they get a message from us and then they book their call. So that's four steps.
Okay.
Seven or eight. And they're warm leads too, because they're already like looking to pay
for that
too. Yeah. Okay. So I ran into this, Kim, to be completely honest, when I started trying all this stuff out 5 years ago. It's so funny. I've been seeing these like, 5 years ago today, 6 years ago today, from when I first was like, I'm going to try social media for my ads. And like, I'm like, Fawn, no. I wasn't getting any traction. Not to say that you can't or that anybody can't, but I didn't have a plan of action. I kind of knew like Facebook ads basics, and I didn't have a huge budget because I was bootstrapping. And I got nothing happened for me. But again, had I like hired somebody or had I like studied up more to do that, that would have made a big difference. So when I found out about Thumbtack, every penny that I had, I would put into Thumbtack because that's where my leads were coming from, and Yelp, because I was in LA I was in LA. And that's where, and I've been honest about this too. It's like, I haven't even needed to market because Thumbtack and Yelp have been so great. I would have behooved me to do that, but here we are. So it is $75 a week is a lot. I do think that your odds, if your profile is strong and you have testimonials are really like, Thumbtack loves testimonials, but if you like follow Thumbtack's like top pro, their top pro guidelines are like how to like show up higher in the feed. If you just like stick and commit to that for a little bit and if you can do the $75 a week, like you'll start to generate, you'll start to like move up. And then most likely that's a pretty solid way to get leads.
Okay, cool. All right. Then I'll I'll focus then on that as far as my dollars are concerned, then definitely will do that. Okay, cool. Thank you. Cause I was just where do I go?
So and again, it's like
Yelp too. Cause I'm on there, but I'm not, I haven't done much of anything else. So I haven't run any ads on there at all. So
yeah, I think Yelp would be a good one for you to check out as well. Cause it's, the question is really like, where are your people hanging out and like, what are they most likely to use, Yelp or Thumbtack? And that's only going, you're only going to find out by testing either. Okay. One of those. Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. I sent out like 5 because you can click on it to ask to do reviews, you know, to ask them to review. Mm-hmm. Old clients to send a review.
Yeah.
So I sent that out already. Awesome. I still have to send you
the link.
Yeah.
Cool.
So do I send you a link or?
Yeah, you can send me a link and then I will log into my user account for Thumbtack and leave you a review. And that way, because they really like the verified user reviews. So
Okay, cool. Thank you.
These are really great questions that I'm going to, please be in touch with me about like the feedback that you're getting, if you're getting any traction, because it's like an interesting fine line between being patient and like feeding your marketing dollars in and being patient and then like, ooh, it starts to work and it starts to like gain traction versus like hemorrhaging your money out and not you know, like for too long. So yeah, good question. Yeah, definitely. Yep. Cool. All right. Aliana, do you have any questions?
Okay, so now I do.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so I was thinking of like generating some questions and like probably like cold calling, probably like some rental places that like I idolize, like in California, just to like pick their brain. I don't know if you recommend that I email them beforehand or should I even do this or I don't know. It's a little scary because you don't know. Some people are rude and some people are not helpful like you. You know what I mean? Like you're super helpful. And then it's like, I'm scared if I encounter someone that's like not helpful. I wouldn't know how to react. Like, you know, so what do you think?
Yeah. Great questions. What is your objective with reaching out to them and asking them questions?
Okay, so here's the thing. And I feel like in the event rentals industry, it's kind of hard finding like research, like actual like numbers, because that really doesn't exist. I don't know why. I guess it's more limited. I do know that it's like a 6 billion, if I'm not mistaken, 6 billion industry, almost 9 million. Billion. So like, it's not like there's not really like numbers and like, I'm trying to find wholesale, like places where I can start purchasing, like let's say furniture or chairs. I found one place, but it's very like the traditional. So I want to start like looking for like the unique touch that I'm looking for and I can't find them. So I'm like, where the hell do all these, I'm sure these people buy wholesale. So I don't know. I don't know if they're going to be their secrets. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. So you're wanting to find out how to find the rentals that you're looking for, the item, the pieces that you're looking for. Is that the main question or is it like how to find them in the most affordable way? Is there like a money connection there?
Yeah. Kind of like in a, I guess more because the things that I'll be buying, like for example, 100 chairs. So normally when you buy, you get me, it's like they offer it at a discounted price. However, the place that I found, it's called Event Stable. They don't have the chairs that I like. So I'm like, everyone, because I remember in one of the modules you said, oh, you know, look at the businesses that that you would, you know, that you like. So I have them all listed and they all kind of have like a similar aesthetic. So I'm like, I wonder if they're shopping from the same wholesale vendor. So I'm like, would they share that with me? Or, you know, since they're not in Miami, maybe they would.
Right. Yeah.
And then it's like, I kind of want to really like hone in on the ideal customer, because I was working on 5.2 and you asked a question on where do they hang out. So I'm like, do I exclude the people that don't hang out at those places? By hanging out, you meant like after hours, like, or like casual, like coffee shops, or is it something specific? I wasn't too sure.
Good question. Yeah. So that question is about where do they hang out in the world, either the like digital online space or the actual physical world, uh-huh. so that we can put ourselves in front of them. So, some people hang out a lot on Facebook. Other populations don't hang out on Facebook at all. Some people go to Starbucks, are like diehard Starbucks people. And some people like go to their kind of mom and pop local coffee shop. Some people read outdoor magazines. Some people prefer like Dwell, right? So just getting a sense of where your people's attention is and where they are hanging out. And that can mean, like I said, like in the actual real world or the virtual world or the brands that they follow and things like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, super. Okay. Now my next question, would that mean that I'm excluding people that don't hang out at these places? Or?
Not necessarily. So if you're, and I'm just taking some guesses based on what I know about your business. If your people are event planners with clients that have a generous budget and good taste in style, that's very specific, which is awesome, because then you can get into the mind of those event planners and you can target them on social media. You can research, like you'll know right away when you're researching or Googling and you see their website, you'll probably know pretty quickly. So the idea here is to approximate or at least get a sense of where they might be, where you might be able to put yourself in front of them or like find them.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. No, so it doesn't have to be like super exclusive. It can be like many different places.
Okay. But I get where you're coming from, because it's like, if you do hang out at these places and you do these certain things, you have a certain aesthetic that appeals to you. So I get it. So yeah, thanks.
Cool. Yeah. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. I think that's about it. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So to the name of my business, I'm not sticking to it. I'm like, I know.
I listened to your call with, sorry to interrupt you, but I listened to your call with Ashley, the coach training call that she recorded. And I was like listening in on that. And I actually have some notes for you. So I'm glad that you brought that up.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome. So yeah,
but go ahead.
I'm just going to let it come to me. And like, I don't have like, it's not like I'm starting it next week. So it's like, I just got to stop getting in my own way. And I did something. I contacted, it was like a branding consultant. So I paid her and she came up with the most shittiest name ever. Lord forgive me, but it was so bad. And so, you know, cause I was like, okay, let me just pay her. It wasn't expensive at all, but I swear, I think she was like a robot and she just like came up with like these random names that just made no sense, you know, at all. So I was like, okay. Cause I was like, okay, maybe if she comes up with some stuff, I knew I wasn't going to like them, but I can start bouncing back off of them, if that makes sense. So yeah, so it was really bad, but yeah, just wanted to share that funny story.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. And that's funny, but I'm proud of you for giving it a shot.
Yeah, totally. And I'm like, you know what? It's okay.
Yeah. Like, you're like, I got this.
Yeah, I'll just take my time. I'll just take my time and not put that pressure on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh man, that's such a tricky one. So as I was listening into the call, and you had mentioned that, and correct me if I didn't catch this accurately, but it sounds like there's like a company or a building in Miami or in that area that's called Mint. And so you were like, I don't even want to deal with that.
Yeah. It's called, okay. It's literally called Mint, and it's right like in the hub of like where we'll probably be. So I'm like, ugh, yeah. So that's kind of like that put like a little cloud over me. And then it's just, you know, like I know since I'm going to be more, you know, in Florida, but what if I do start going, branching out? There was another, I don't know if you remember this girl, she has Minted spaces. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, it sounds so similar. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start blank canvas and just, you know, mm-hmm. see what happens. Mm-hmm. And I printed out, I had told Ashley that I would print out like, cause I have like a Pinterest board. I printed that out. So, and I'm every day, I'm just looking at it to see what words come up. Even like I'm listening to music, I'm like writing down words. So we'll see what happens. I'm just not going to stress it anymore.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So the building is called Mint, and then this other girl has Minted Spaces, but hers was more about props, right? Or like
hers was staging.
Staging.
Yeah. Yeah, for real estate.
And she's in the Carolinas, if I'm remembering correctly. Okay. Okay. So my first thought when I overheard that was like, it doesn't matter. Like there's a building called Mint and your company is called.
Oh, you froze.
Mint Space Creations. I'm not sure what you landed on with.
Wait, what'd you say? Because you froze.
Oh, that, sorry. But pause my video feed real quick. can you see me? Let's see here. Okay. Sometimes if I pause my video. So my initial thought was that there's no competition.
Yeah.
And like it's different industries, different domains. Both of those are very different from yours. So it could even be advantageous if that building has a good reputation and is like, oh, kind of along the lines of something that you resonate with. It could maybe be advantageous for your company to have that name just because anybody who's local or anyone in the area like might have a positive connotation with that building already.
That's true.
But if you, what's that?
That's a good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's so different. Like in my mind, at least it feels very different. Like the Mint, the building or Mint, the building, and then like Mint Space Creations. I wouldn't even think that there was like a relationship between those or like a conflict. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. But if I think I also heard you mention on the call that your blog back several years ago was really meaningful to you. It was like your middle name and something else.
And my sister's. So and it was sister. Like our names like combined. So it was like Lily Noel.
Yeah. Lily Noel. So beautiful. So I think, did I hear you say on that call that you want to feel that way about your business's name too?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I want it to just feel like sparks and butterflies. Like, oh my God, this is something new. Kind of like when you first start something, it's like you have all like the butterflies and whatnot. And I haven't, I kind of felt that with Mint Space, but I feel like I was pressuring myself because I had set the deadline like, oh, on February 3rd, I am going to pick a name. I was like, whatever, I'll just jump on it. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So, I mean, it's still going to be there, but I'm just going to take the pressure off, like really take the pressure off and just the way like I meditated, I actually sat down for 10 minutes and just, you know, allowed like, you know, light and just energy to enter me and see like where this is going to take me. So yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. All right. It sounds like you have some time to marinate on this and give it some more time, which is totally fine, because in the meantime, like you said, you're not moving yet, and you can still, you're in research and development phase right now too. So I would just say, like, if it comes to the point where it's time for you to start building your social media presence and like your website and start establishing your brand, you can do that even before you move. And you will need a name to do that, obviously.
Yeah.
So if it seems like, you know, you've done your research and you're feeling like you're ready to start your branding, then it would be time to like kind of circle back to the name thing.
I even started doing research on like color psychology, because I'm like, man, I had like a name. Like I already like, you know, like if you go on Pinterest, they have like a branding chart that you can like just like go checking off. And then it brought me to color psychology and like the meanings behind everything. And so I'm like, okay, like I know like what, like how I want the brand to be.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just need a damn name. <I know. laughs> Yeah. But it's okay. It's going to come.
Yeah. Awesome. So I wanted to recommend a book to you if I haven't already. It's called How to Style Your Brand.
Okay.
And
I remember you did mention that. I haven't bought it, but let me. Okay. Does she mention anything about like naming?
No, I looked in there for you. I was like, oh, there's gotta be something. There's something about name, but it goes into the psychology of branding and stuff. It sounds like you have that part like pretty well ironed out, but if you are curious about like the psychology of branding and how to represent yourself, you know, through your brand, that book it's super helpful, I think. And she talks about seasonal color psychology, which I didn't know about until Phoenix told me, who was on that podcast with me. But yeah, so you may want to check that out. In the branding process. So circling back to this question about the phone calls, right? Calling these companies in California.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea, first and foremost. Like, go for it. Yeah, go for it. You're going to get some silence. You're going to get some like, no's, we don't share that kind of information. And then you'll get a couple of people, or hopefully more than that, who are like, oh yeah, totally. It's blah, blah, blah down the road. Or, you know, like, here's the link. Like, so, it's one of those things where it's important to not take anything personally, because everybody's got their own thing going on. But it doesn't hurt to try. And it is very, very helpful to get the information like that way, as opposed to trying to hunt it down.
Yeah, absolutely.
Especially if you're having a hard time tracking that stuff.
Yeah, it is going to be scary, but I mean, if I call like 5 places, if I could just get one person that could answer some questions for me, that would be great.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And you know, you might, I do recommend sending an email first. Okay. And you can be as specific or as vague as you want. It's up to you, of course, and I'm not suggesting anything either way, but you could kind of act like a potential client or somebody who's like an influencer who's curious about where they source their stuff, and like what their rates are. I mean, do whatever feels aligned with your values, but it may help. It may increase your likelihood of them wanting to share information if it's less of a, hey, I'm shopping for my business, and like, hey, I'm curious about this.
Yeah, okay, awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome, awesome. Yeah, I'll probably call like that. Like, hey, I'm from Miami, and you know, I plan on getting married and make up something.
Yeah. Yeah. So doing some reconnaissance, and email is great, cause it like gets your foot in the door, and then they can send you their link to book an appointment or whatever. You can try cold calling, but I think email is a pretty good approach too.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Thank you, Fawn.
Good for you. Yeah, definitely. I'm excited for you. Cool. Tara,
do you have
any curiosities?
Hi. I just for Aliana, there's a ton of rental companies here in Santa Barbara, because it's like such a destination place, but there's two off the top of my head that I think are like really awesome. And one of them even has so much stuff that they like have a storefront, like they're trying to like offload their stuff all the time. And, I don't know, I'll tell you the names of these two places if you want to like reach out to them too. They're awesome. Oh, one is called The Tent Merchant.
Okay.
And the other one is, I think it's just Town and Country Events. And they're both just like Santa Barbara County, Town and Country Event Rentals.
Are they national or are they just Santa Barbara? That sounds...
I know the Tent Merchant is local and I wanted to see about... I feel like... Oh.
I think Town and Country might be like statewide.
Maybe. Is that statewide? Okay.
Doesn't matter.
One of my friends here in Santa Barbara worked for Town and Country, but that's very possible. So okay. Anyway,
yeah.
Tent Merchant is the one that has the storefront too.
Okay. I'll definitely check them out.
Yeah.
Cause what's crazy is that all these places that I like love, they're all in California cause they all follow like that aesthetic and they do like a lot of like staging for actual like clothing brands and like these what they do now is like, for example, like Google will do like they'll stage a whole like conference for them or it's really cool.
I didn't even think about that, Aliana. You could like part of your business could be staging photo shoots.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. Totally. Even in like, cause I'm obviously going to have a warehouse. I was thinking of like sectioning off like a certain area. So that way, whoever wants to go take pictures, they can use our furniture and that's they're promoting us and promoting their brand. So.
Genius. That's great. So in that case, you could, I don't know if this would be too peripheral, but you might reach out to stylists or like look at in the Miami area, I mean, this could take you down a whole rabbit hole, but looking at different editorials or stylists in the Miami area whose work like resonates with you, and they might have leads on like where to source really cool stuff too.
Absolutely. Let me write that down.
Mm-hmm. So exciting.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Tara, do you want to brainstorm anything or have any questions?
I would love to brainstorm some stuff. I just had a mini panic attack because maybe it's because I just started my period. I don't know. I'm feeling really like scared, worried. I've had some good days with the business and like, I just like read this, I've just like read these posts about other KonMari consultants and they're like, I'm having no luck. And they're telling people like how much they make every year. And I'm like, oh shit, like that is not enough. And so I'm like totally like panicking a little bit. And I know that they are not the benchmark at all, but it made me realize that I really, and I'm glad Kim was talking about Facebook ads because I'm curious about how I can get out there more. And Thumbtack isn't used in my area. It's not very widely known. Yelp definitely is. And so I was thinking of doing like the Facebook thing like for ads. I don't know. I just don't know how to get out there more. Like, I don't know what the priority is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at right now. Mm-hmm. I've started this freebie type of thing. But I'm still having a really hard time connecting the MailChimp and the Google or MailChimp and Facebook together. Like if I have a freebie and I like advertise it on Facebook and they're like, and there's a button like, get it here, send me your email. And then like the freebie lives on MailChimp as a landing page. Like, I just don't know where things live, like the mechanics of everything. everything.
Yeah.
It's an easier way to that way.
Understandable. There's so many pieces to it. And until we like get a sense of where everything, Kim's like, until we get a sense of where everything is and how it's connected, it's like, what is this spider web I'm staring at? How does this all like work? Yeah. I am happy to hop on a video call with you, Tara, and like walk you through that, if that would make you feel like, if that would be helpful, and kind of take a look at what you've got going on in your MailChimp, like the back end there and your landing page and your freebie, and just make sure that like things are set up in a way that makes sense. I'm totally happy to do that.
That would be amazing.
And we could even, if it's a sure. Go ahead.
I have like my Facebook business page, which I don't even have it connected to my Instagram. So it's not like a very like used thing. And I definitely am using my Instagram page a lot more, but on the Facebook, I did do the post, the boost ad or whatever option. And I just randomly I told Fawn about this like 17 years ago, and I still have not taken action because I don't know what to do. I got 12 leads, like 12 people gave me their email for like no reason at all. Like, I didn't ask for anything. So I know there's interest out there. Someone has to like visually show me what to do. And I've watched so many YouTube videos, and I'm like, I still do not get it. So
I know on MailChimp, you can manually put in emails if people are giving them to you and you can't get the two to connect. You can manually put them in, and then it'll shoot out your freebie.
I did do that manual thing. I like put them in manually. Okay. So they're living there. They're just hibernating.
They're just there.
I haven't hooked up my Facebook to my to MailChimp either. I haven't done that connection. So my automation that shoots out is through my website. So I haven't done that piece yet, linking it. I know that it offered to do it for me, but not in the initial one. It seemed like it was the one that you send out once you have a list. That you can do that, but like not on the one I was looking at, the one that I have, like when someone gives you their email, at least that's how I understood it. I'm not sure, but that's what it seemed like. The Facebook option wasn't there for my automated one, but it was for the other one, for the campaign one that you sent out.
Right. This other gal that Santa Barbara business owner I talk about all the time, mother, son, the captain, I kind of reached out to her. I was like, how do you, cause she has a freebie too, like a manifestation and mindset course that she does as her freebie. And I was like, how do you like link it? And she has the freebie living on MailChimp, but to access the freebie, she just talks about it on Instagram, and it's an actual page on her website that has the button like leave your email here, and then that directs people to MailChimp. Which that seems so much easier to me. Like Facebook isn't my favorite platform at all, but I'm wondering if that's if I'm using it because there's so many people on it.
But you enjoy Instagram?
I'm more comfortable on Instagram, yeah.
Cool. All right. So the rule of thumb out there is use what you like first and foremost. Like unless it's something that your people like don't do, but Instagram seems like a very reasonable place like where your audience would be. So do what you like. So then her funnel sounds totally like that makes a lot of sense that she has her funnel goes from Instagram through to her website to her freebie. For sure. And I can help you set that up or like at least kind of chart that out for you in terms of the funnel flow.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like, I feel like my people are older, they're older than me. And I just have this like preconception that they're on Facebook.
Well, the good news is that you, when you set up an Instagram ad, you can have it also be a Facebook ad. So okay. You can kill two birds with one stone. Okay. Yeah. And you can have both of those direct to your website, as Kim was sharing earlier, and then they sign up for your thing on your website. And that's connected to MailChimp. So
okay.
I'm happy to walk you through that. And if you're okay with it, in fact, I'd love to record what we do, because I think depending on what happens there, it could be really valuable for a team too. So we could just post that for everybody.
Absolutely. I would love that.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's connect like outside of this call and set up the time to do that. I would be more than happy. Yeah, definitely. And I feel you. I just want you to know you're not alone. Like the whole back end of things can feel, feel nuts.
Yeah. It's just that learning curve. Like I just have to see it done, you know, to grasp it. And so there's hope. And I appreciate you being willing to help with that. That's very helpful. And hearing you guys talk about Yelp, that makes me realize I need to go on there and like fix it up a little bit more. And while you guys were talking, I emailed the gal that I did some trade for. She's going to do headshots for me. And I just texted her like, we got to schedule those headshots now.
Yay! Hell yeah. Awesome. Good stuff. So one thing too that I want to distinguish here is that like local markets versus larger than local markets, and Tara, yours is a local market. So Facebook is a really well leveraged, or can be a really well leveraged tool for you, Facebook and Instagram, because you can just focus your marketing money on the people in your area, and there's more potency there than like casting your net across the United States or even in your county or your state, right?
Yeah.
And so Kim, if you, Kim, wanted to attract clients, and I should have asked this at the outset, I'm assuming that, and I shouldn't make any assumptions, I just want to be clear that I'm kicking myself in the butt here, but I'm assuming that you are okay with clients from anywhere because you can coach over the phone. Yeah. But, yeah, okay. So, but, and if you wanted, if you were specializing in-person coaching and you wanted people who were in your demographic, in your vicinity, then you could focus your Facebook ads in the, you know, Youngstown or even Ohio and see what traction you get there. But because you're not necessarily, like in-person isn't a huge priority for you, then it just looks a little bit different in terms of your Facebook ads.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Great questions, ladies. This is, yeah. So two things actually came up that I think will be helpful for you ladies and probably everyone. I'm going to ask Megan. She's so awesome. She like, first of all, she's the best in the world at what she does, which is great. But she's also very similar to me in that, like, for those who are in her elite program, she's a pretty open book in a lot of ways. And so she gives us like all these awesome resources and swipe files and things that like nobody else gets to get that she has spent hundreds of hours like sourcing or finding or creating. So it's really great. And there have been a few times where she's mentioned that she'll share her email series template with us for her email nurture campaign and also for her pre-launch and launch campaign. So I'm going to follow up with her on Thursday when we meet and see what her recommendations are, because the truth is, like, it's helpful if someone downloads our freebie, that's great. But if we're not following up with that and it's just kind of radio silence or it's inconsistent, then they're like, who are you? Like, how did you get my email? So it's important that we're consistently emailing them, you know, weekly and keeping that lead warm and delivering value and establishing our credibility. So having like a templated email series that we can just over the course of a weekend jam out 20 emails that have templates for that. So it's super easy, or like easier at least, right? Because it's like, tell this part of your story here. And then like, you know, call to action here. And we can flesh all that out. And then we can put all that in MailChimp and we can make it automated so that when someone downloads our thing, it is set it and forget it for 2 months. And we're like, okay, focusing on other things. Same goes for our launch series as well. So the more heavy lifting we can do up front and like templated, automated, especially when it comes to email, that we can do, the better, because then the consistency is already built in. So I know that there's a ton of resources out there right now around, like, you know, get my email series swipe file, blah, blah, blah. But I only want the best. So I'm going to ask Megan. And if I get some great stuff from her, I will definitely be sharing it in team with you ladies. And yeah, because I think that's an important component of this as well. And then what else was I going to share with you guys? Oh, I am enrolling in B school for the sake of reconnaissance. So as you ladies know, I've been building out like the pro version of Life on Purpose for a long time now, probably about a year. And it's going to be amazing. And that's why I hired Megan, because it's going to be beautiful and like so, just so great. And Marie Forleo is like the best of the female coaching world. Like, she's pretty much like the most highly respected and like revered. So I'm joining B school to do some reconnaissance and see how she has her program set up and like all of her systems dialed out and stuff like that. And Herky's joining as well. So I'm going to be teaching you ladies anything I learned from B school. Megan was like, you don't need to join that. Like, you already know all that stuff. And I was like, yeah, but I want to see what she's got going on, because I want to be better than her. Different, but better, my own way. So I will be also learning about like Facebook ads, the current state of what that looks like, and probably a lot of useful branding or like marketing stuff, I would imagine. So I'll be sharing that with you ladies. Anything that I learn, of course, I'll pass on to you. So don't tell Marie though. Awesome. All right. Thanks for your questions, ladies. Feel free to post anything else in the thread and team. And I look forward to seeing you all next week or Thursday if you're going to be on the other call, which Tara is hosting. Yay!
Yes. Thank you so much, Fawn. Thank you, ladies.
My pleasure. Good night, ladies.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Adios.